How often have you heard people talking about stress in the workplace, especially in healthcare? And they talk about things like stress can lead to burnout, stress can lead to hypertension, and the chemicals released by stress can lead to inflammation. And then they tell you, you've got to work on your resiliency. You should try meditating because research shows that meditation can cure all of these things. Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Underwood, the Chief Medical Officer here at San Juan Regional Medical Center. Meditation is getting a lot of attention lately, probably because burnout is so high and everyone's worried about resiliency. But does meditation live up to all of that hype? What does it really do? And what does the science really say about it? Meditation is a practice that's been used for thousands of years to improve mental and physical well-being. So what have some cultures been figuring out for millennia? And do we really know why there seems to be such a benefit from meditation? In recent years, scientific research has in fact begun to provide evidence for the numerous benefits of meditation. Altered Traits is a book published about 6 years ago that is, for lack of better terms, a meta-analysis of the scientific literature about neuroplasticity and other anatomic and physiologic changes related to meditation. And in this book, Daniel Goleman, PhD, and Richard J. Davidson, PhD, set out to prove or disprove the scientific evidence that is attributed to meditation and the various meditative practices. Their evaluation of the literature both supports but also sometimes conflicts with some of the claims published in the medical literature about meditation and its benefits. Here are some of their conclusions. First, the bad news. Sometimes the term research or clinically proven can be a little bit of an exaggeration. While doing an in-depth review, researchers found that many of the published studies did not follow the strict discipline that medical studies are supposed to follow. Things like hypothesis development, control groups, measurement processes, unbiased observers, and many other factors were found to have some issues which could impact the validity of the various studies. In fact, one meta-analysis looked at 231 studies focused on mindfulness-based stress reduction meditation. They were trying to determine the validity of the studies that had been done and whether or not we could count on these results. With a critical eye, they took a deep dive into each study and they eliminated 201 of those studies for those various research anomalies that we just mentioned. That means 87% of the studies that were published really didn't meet the standard for scientific-based research. This isn't necessarily saying that the conclusions of the studies were wrong. It's really just saying that we can't have a high degree of confidence in these outcomes. And that did leave 30 published research studies that did draw firm conclusions of the benefits of meditation. So what I'm saying here is there really is good research out there, and that research is proving the anatomic and physiologic benefits of meditation. But it's not the panacea that some might claim it to be. And just because someone says that it's clinically proven or peer-reviewed doesn't always mean what you think. Now for some of the good news. The amygdala is a key portion of the brain involved in the stress reactions of the body. The amygdala is kind of the watchtower of the brain. It's always on the lookout for some perceived danger. Now, this was pretty handy when people had to worry about being eaten by saber-toothed tigers and other large predators. But in today's world, where we don't have to worry about being somebody else's dinner, the amygdala focuses on other stressors, finances, family issues, work issues, health issues, politics, stuff like that. And when the amygdala locks onto an issue, it seems to have a hard time letting go. This leads to increased stress, rumination, and perseveration about a particular issue that we find as stressors. So here's one of the key findings the research has shown to be clear. The amygdala shows dampened activity to stressful stimuli after about 30 hours of mindfulness-based stress reduction meditation. And the more meditation practice that one does, seems to have a proportional decrease in this stress reactivity, something in medicine we call a dose response. As an example, experienced Zen practitioners can withstand higher levels of actual physical pain with less stress reaction. Other long-term meditation practitioners have a greater functional connectivity between the prefrontal areas of the brain and the areas of the amygdala that react to stress, managing emotional responses to stress. Furthermore, recovery from a stressful situation seems to be faster in those who are practiced meditators. Mindfulness-based meditation also seems to strengthen people's ability to focus their attention. Meditators had an enhanced vigilance and ability to sustain attention to a particular subject. This seems to be true even in those who are relative beginners to meditation. In addition, meditation strengthens working memory along with focusing attention. This means that the brain is doing less multitasking. In one study, for example, subjects who meditated show improved scores on graduate school entrance examinations when all other variables were accounted for. These studies, however, only measure short-term gains. Further research may be needed. Like I said earlier, the human brain has a tendency to perseverate or ruminate on its own situation, especially if that situation is perceived to be negative. This is the idea of hashing over negative thoughts and negative feelings over and over again. Meditation allows us to temper this cyclic thinking process during the time of meditation. However, long-term meditators also show this to be an enduring trait, even when they're not meditating. Experienced meditators are less likely to have negative, intrusive thoughts and worry as a baseline and show higher levels of equanimity, which is the term for mental calmness, composure, evenness of temper, especially in difficult situations. Meditation has also been shown to reduce the emotional components from suffering from actual physical disease. But I want to point out that there is no evidence to support that meditation will cure these diseases, nor is it a substitute for medical treatment. Meditation has also shown decreases in pro-inflammatory cytokines, chemicals involved in causing the inflammatory process. Another interesting finding is that with the meditative practices, there is an increase to the enzyme telomerase. Now, telomerase restores the short bits of DNA that exist on the ends of our chromosomes inside our cells. These little short bits of DNA are known as telomeres. These telomeres shorten every time a cell divides, and finally, when the telomeres get too short, the cells stop dividing and they die. This is a part of the aging process, so telomerase helps repair the ends of our DNA. This enzyme, telomerase, slows down cellular aging. Here's the cool thing. The levels of the enzyme increase after about 3 months of intensive mindfulness and loving-kindness meditation. Does this slow the aging process? We don't know yet. The physiologic impact of the finding has yet to be determined, but you can imagine the possible benefits as we see how the future research might play out. So science is indeed showing true benefit from meditation that can be demonstrated both physiologically and anatomically. But finally, I want to say that many, many people for thousands of years have found personal benefit in meditation. So no matter what the research shows or doesn't show, if you find personal benefit in it, then that's a good thing and you should keep it up. Meditation certainly won't harm you. And if you haven't tried it, maybe giving it a go would be worthwhile. It's really easy to get instructions for meditating if you're new to it. There are things like podcasts and YouTube videos that can show you how it's done. Finally, again, meditation is not a cure-all, but it might be a benefit for you, and it has been for others for thousands of years.